This is KCUR. The cast and crew of the Heart of America Shakespeare Festival's The Winter's Tale have shared 3 weeks of rehearsals and 17 and a half performances since they gathered for their first read-through at the end of May. During the run of the show, there was one complete rainout and one at intermission, but all in all, healthy crowds, nearly 23,000 people, for one of Shakespeare's lesser-known titles. KCUR's Steve Walker reports on what it means for a company to close a show in this, the final installment of the series, From Page to Park.
Hello, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Let me give you this. This is an anti-begging sticker.
Okay. It's a muggy 90-degree night, but undeterred, hundreds of people tote coolers and lawn chairs into Southmoreland Park for the final performance of The Winter's Tale. Heart of America Shakespeare Festival volunteers in period garb, including Bill Morris, flank the entrance.
Have you worked the whole festival?
I have worked several nights of this festival. This, I think, my 12th year, something like that. You know, it's really quite enjoyable. Hello, hello.
It's often stressful to leave a job, but it's the life of an actor to do that all the time. Shows rehearse, gel, perform, and then disappear. On the morning of that last performance, actors Jan Rogge and Bruce Roach take time for coffee and a bagel in a Brookside eatery. Both say that closing a show elicits a range of emotions that have already kicked in.
I'm a little more sentimental. It's a little more precious. I really want to get it so-called right tonight. And the relationships, too, that I've had, it's I'm not going to see these people in the same context again. So it's a little sad, and it's exciting, too, because I think we feel really proud of what we've done.
I always go into a little bit of post-closing, not depression, that sounds melodramatic, but just it's a downer day of knowing that's finished. I mean, theater is about community, and you build a community, and then that community disappears at the end of whatever the production is. And you know that that community is gone from your life forever, except in your memory.
Backstage later that night, it's less than a half hour before the final performance. The festival's executive artistic director, Sydney Garrett, is focused yet relaxed.
What are you feeling on this last night?
It feels bittersweet. You know, it's been 6 weeks, so 6 weeks of weather, 6 weeks of beautiful, glorious rehearsals indoors, and then some beautiful nights in the park, and a few horrible rainstorms, and some bugs, and some mud, and great huge crowds and kettle corn. I mean, it's been, you know, it's a tremendous excitement. It takes a tremendous amount of energy. I'm looking forward to a little more sleep. That will be nice, but I will miss the feeling of this company right now. It doesn't get any richer than this, the joy they have together. We've had these huge crowds. You know, there's nothing more joyous than that.
And son unto the king.
As the clock nears 11, the play is minutes from its conclusion, and Bruce Roach's Leontes finally sees the error of his ways.
Good, Paulina. Lead us from hence, where we may leisurely each one demand and answer to his part performed in this wide gap of time since first we were dissevered. The heavens continue our loves.
As soon as the audience departs, a cast party gets underway with gin, light beer, and a wine called Pursued by Bear, so named for the play's most famous stage direction. The next morning, the actors are no doubt sleeping in, but the crew still has a lot of work to do. About 3 dozen people are in Southmoreland Park with one mission: return the park to what it looked like before the festival. Technical director Chaz Bell oversees how the set will be taken down, what's called in theater lingo, the strike.
It's going to be piece by piece. So we start on one side of the set and just kind of take a piece down, take it apart. Things that are going to get recycled we'll put in one stack, and things that are just going to get junked we'll put in another stack. So no part of this animal goes to waste, I guess you might say.
Although some in the company will see the empty park and get nostalgic, Bell is not among them.
I've done this long enough that I can't get attached to it, or else every strike will be really painful. So for me, it's like watching a flower bloom. You know, it has one moment where it's beautiful and gorgeous, and then it's going to go away. But that cycle, you know, it has to die for us to make new stuff.
There's a line from another Shakespeare play that gets at the heart of what it means to close a show. As Juliet says to Romeo, Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow. Steve Walker, KCUR News.